lays his heart open. Here you really see the heart of this man. And his heart is bleeding profusely at this point. He is under assault. He is under attack from enemies. And it is devastating to him. This is the severest blow that his ministry has been dealt. His integrity is called into question. His honesty is disputed. His authority is denigrated. His teaching is despised. And all of this by some false teachers who have come to this Corinthian church with one objective: to teach satanic lies, to corrupt the church, to undo the work that God had begun, to bring it to a halt, to crush that church. Now, in order to gain a hearing, these false teachers have to destroy the people's confidence in Paul. He has been the founder of the church, the pastor of the church, spent nearly 2 years there, has written extensively to them, prayed for them. He has made a major investment in their lives. In order for that to be brought to an end and that church to lose its impact in that wretched city of Corinth, there must be a loss of confidence in Paul. And so before they teach their damning lies, they put on a campaign to destroy him. They attack him every way they can. They attack him even physically. They say his presence is contemptible. He's ugly, unimpressive, has no persona. His speech also is uninteresting, boring. He is both boring and ugly. If you're handsome, you can get away with being boring for a little while. If you're ugly, you can get away with being interesting. But if you're both boring and ugly, you have a problem. They said that he had lied about his credentials. He had no apostolic credentials. He had falsified the history of his ministry. He had a secret hidden life of shame. He was in the ministry for money and favors from women. They said everything wicked you could say, lies upon lies upon lies. And the sad reality is that the Corinthian church were swayed by this, bought into it, listened to the false teachers, gave the false teachers a place in their lives. Paul made a short visit. Somebody stood up when he was there, confronted him to the